Opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ, and it is Boat Smart, so I have with me Stefan Schmidt. Welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you very much, and good morning, Pensacola. It's a beautiful day outside.
It is a beautiful day.
It is. Hopefully, it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people use their boats when it gets a little chilly like this. It was chilly this morning when I got out, so it makes me start thinking about chilly, not sunnies. And, you know, the sunnies have chili? I don't know. Might find out, you know.
We'll ask next time he's here, yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. Maybe you have a comment. Maybe you have a question about your boat. You can do that. We also take text, but I like to talk to people on the phone as well. So 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Key Marine is our sponsor. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. They have engines in stock from 40 to 200 horsepower. Special discounting prices are on their website. So if you check out their website, they have all their inventory on there as well as discounted pricing as well. Just mention Boat Smart when you contact them. That way you know that you're supporting the show because Key Marine supports our school and the classroom over at George Stone, not only by doing a show, but also helping us by hiring our students and those kind of things. So they do a great job with us. Its partnership has been going on for years and years, and I've known Mickey all my life, and you know, or say most of my life, my Marine career. 1986, I think, is when I met him, somewhere in that ballpark, 86, 87. So him and I go way back, and he's the owner of Key Marine. Key Marine Center specializes in service repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. You can also check him out on Facebook as well. I'm the Marine instructor over at George Stone Technical College. George Stone, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive. GeorgeStoneCollege.edu is the website. And they got a great chat feature on there. You can go on that. We've had phone problems the last few about a week or so. So I guess a fiber got cut somewhere, and we haven't had any phones over there. So
yeah,
we have had internet.
Yeah, a bunch of the schools had the same issue.
Yeah, we have internet, but the phones are down. So I don't know. You could go to that chat feature, and I think you can get through to us through there, and then we'll email you back. I'll use my personal phone. I'll call you back on that. Don't bother me at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think my cell phone number is on our website, matter of fact, so you could get a hold of me pretty easy, you know. I don't mind because I like giving this information out there and just telling people what we do over at George Stone and all the great things that not only the Marine Service Technology class, but all the classes out at George Stone and what they do. And to that, yesterday at 1 o'clock, we were presenting in front of the school board. My class was presenting our program in front of the school board. And I thought that was very interesting how we did that and went in there because what they're doing is they showcase different CTE classes, technical schools, and different classes and things like that and programs. And we did it this month was on our time to do that. And I've never done that before. And we went down there with our students. My whole class showed up and that was pretty cool. And then we have four speakers as well as Mr. Brooks, our principal, spoke. And then I, of course, had a little bitty part of it, you know, when I went in there to talk, because they really wanted to talk to the students and get their, you know, their ideas on things and how it's going and that kind of stuff. So we had four students that got up and presented in front of the school board yesterday, and it was really neat for them to do that. We started out with Brandon, and Brandon is a brand new student. He just came in August when we first started school, and he was telling his story and talking about the program and how it helps him and things like that. And so Brandon started it out, and then we had Reggie that came up to the podium. And Reggie was he's actually an out-of-state student that came up to talk to them and explain to them how he found out about our school. And it was actually through another student that went through my program that he was friends with, that they were talking, and they were talking about the program, and he made some decisions. You know, it took a little bit of time, about a year or so of decision-making process, and he came down here to join our program through the voice, you know, through somebody else's recommendation that's already been through the program. And that person, actually, the recommendation came from one of my students out at Key Marine. His name's Chance. He's a master tech for Yamaha. So that was pretty cool. And then we had Amelia come up there, and she is getting ready to graduate pretty soon. I think about the end of this month, she'll be out there looking for a job, and I don't think she's going to have a hard time finding one. She'll be out there looking for a job. So she was able to present in front of the board and talk to her, to them about her path through the course. When she came into my class at 16 years old, I've had her on the show before, and I don't know that we touched that story or not, but she came in when she was 16. She got her GED, came directly to my class, and you know, when you're young and like that, and you're just trying to figure out life and stuff, she had some things going on. She had to move away for a little while, but she came back and is now one of my most successful students. So she was able to present in front of the board and talk about that as well. And then I had Brody at the podium, and Brody, he's been on the show as well, and Brody was an example of a student that went through our dual enrollment program, which is a program where students go to high school and they come to a tech school after, which is a great way to do that. You're coming out of high school and you're trying to decide what you want to do with your life, right? And you're trying to figure out, you know, I went to tech school because I didn't like high school. That's why I went to tech school. I actually did an automotive class that way. I was dual enrolled that way, and I was not the best high school student you could find. So I went to automotive class. So I enjoyed turning wrenches and things like that, you know. So I did that when I was in high school. But Brody came in because he was just trying to figure things out, and he talked last night about how he thought he was just really there to, you know, learn marine stuff so he could work on his own boat and that kind of stuff. And what he realized was this is a great pathway for him as a career. So he graduated, came back as a full-time student, and is now working at a local dealership under another student of mine. He's mentoring him through this this dealership. So now he's working for a dealership. I have a student that's mentoring. That student is an actual master tech for Yamaha, helping Brody, you know, do what he needs to do. So it's just awesome how we were able to stand in front of the board and talk to them about what we do out at George Stone and our class in particular. And we had Jeff Crane there as well from Yamaha representing. So they were happy to see him. And we took our 250 module down there. And our 250 module is a 250 F250, F standing for four stroke, 250 outboard, big V, you know, V6 outboard. And we took it down there on a stand along with a big console. So it's sitting off in the corner. And we were able to talk about that and the technology that was involved with that as well. And so it was just a good time for us. We did some planning, you know. I was a nervous wreck. I don't know why. I come on the radio and I talk, you know, I know millions of people are listening to us right now, probably. Right. So, you know, I'm talking on the radio, but when I'm in front of people, I get a little anxiety with that for some reason.
Doesn't seem like so you do.
I do when I'm in front of a bunch of people, but it went well, and I didn't mess up too bad. And it was about my students anyway, and they did an excellent job.
That's
the
awesome.
Board commented on how they were professional, how the entire class showed up supporting the students that were speaking. And it was just a great, great day for us to go down there and do that. You can go to the website, the Escambia County School District website, and go to school board meetings, and they actually have it on YouTube. So you can actually, it's a 15 minutes a part of their meeting. It's the very first part. So if listeners want to go see that, they can go on to the Escambia County School District website, not George Stone, but the Escambia County School District website. And I think even the Escambia County School District, they have a Facebook page as well. And I think they posted it on there also with some pictures and stuff. So it was a good day. And it's, as always, the opportunity to talk about the great things that we do at George Stone. And a lot of people say it's the best kept secret in Pensacola or our area, the surrounding area. And I do my best to tell everybody about it, you know. Even when I'm out at restaurants eating and stuff, I'll ask the waiter or waitress, you know, hey, what are you doing? Are you going to school? Are you playing, you know, and all these things. And I'll get into a conversation. And I tell them I'm a teacher, and they look at me really funny because I don't look like a teacher, or sometimes don't act like one. But they were talking, you know, and then I'll say, hey, what about George Stone? Have you ever heard of it? And a lot of times they haven't, you know. So anyway, that was just some fun, and we had a great time doing that. And I was just happy to be there and just to talk about George Stone and the Marine Service Technology class. As I said, this is a call-in show. You can call or text 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Maybe you have a question about our subject. I have not forgot about that. We're going to wrap it up today, the subject of cooling systems. We'll wrap that up today, and hopefully we're educating people. I was telling the school board that we not only educate students, we educate people that we have boats there, which is people of the school district. We educate the customer, and I think that's so very important too. Mm-hmm. And like me being on the air today, I'm trying to educate our listeners,
right?
And to help them have a good boating experience and what to do and that kind of stuff. So we'll wrap this up today on the cooling systems and talk a little bit more about that. And I think next week, you know, and all this devastation with these hurricanes, all the people in South Florida are in my prayers, people in North Carolina and Georgia, all those people are in my prayers. And, you know, with that, hurricanes and tornadoes and damage, there's a lot of boats that get damaged during that because it's on the water, right? Most of a hurricane is on the water, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of boats on the water. So I think what we're going to do, we're going to transition from the services to a little bit less what to do, not only with your boat, but maybe you're getting ready to buy a boat and you see a boat that's a great deal. That may not be such a great deal because it may have gone through a storm. So I think the next week or two, we'll talk about how to address that situation where you're looking at boats, and because a lot of them come up for sale, mm-hmm. and some of them are good deals, but some of them are really bad deals that maybe you think is a good deal. So we'll talk a little bit about that as we go into the next few weeks and what to do. And a lot of times people, they're not worried about their boats yet. You know, they're getting their house fixed. They're trying to get better, their life back in order. And then the boat part comes second to that. So mm-hmm. we'll talk about that and how Ivan came through here and what I seen with all, I've been through every hurricane I think that ever came through Pensacola since 1986. So I know about hurricanes and damage that they do. So we'll talk a little bit about that. So we were talking about cooling systems. We went through the water pump and we talked about the water pump and the little idiosyncrasies and things that you have to know about the water pump and what to look for and how it's always, I'm going to say always, but it's probably best to have somebody look at your water pump that knows what they're looking for. Because there's things past that, and we talked about the seals, and we talked about how to preload your drive shaft to make sure that the motor's not, in some applications, the motor don't make a clunking noise when you're idling along because of the weight of the prop. We talked about thermostats and how they regulate the temperature of the engine, not only for the internal components, but also for all the sensors and things that are on the engine to make it run properly, to regulate the temperature at a certain temperature so the motor will crank up, it'll start up, and it'll come up to a little bit of high idle. And when it warms up, it gets into that nice little 750 RPMs or so idle where you can put it in and out of gear and that kind of thing. So we talked about the thermostats. The next component a little bit is neglected, and it's poppet valves. And part of the system, most of the outboards, four-stroke and two-stroke, they have what we call poppet valves on them, and that's part of the cooling system. And what that poppet valve is, when you are idling along and you're just moving at low RPMs, the poppet valve has a spring tension on it, and it actually closes off a passage that holds water in the power head. In a car or a closed cooling system, you don't have to worry about holding water in the block because it's automatically done. You know, because it's a closed system. Mm-hmm. Well, on an outboard or even some stern drive product, they have valves in their poppet valves, spring-loaded valves, that come off at a certain amount of tension on them through water pressure. So the poppet valve can be neglected at times because it can actually get corroded up and stick open or may not open at all. So it can cause a problem. So that's an area that needs to be checked and serviced. So what happens as the engine cranks up and is starting to push water up through the engine, it has relief areas to the exhaust and to the center section where water does have to continue to move because the water has to move through like air through a radiator, basically, because the air runs through a radiator on a car is what cools the radiator down, okay? So if you think of water as an airflow through a car, it's kind of the same picture of airflow, water flow, helping cool down the engine, and then the thermostat and poppet valve helping regulate the temperature and keep that temperature right through all RPM ranges. So as the customer accelerates, the engine RPMs come up, the water pressure comes up, and the poppet valves, pretty much what happens, the poppet valve opens up under pressure and allows free flow of the water through the engine. Okay. So through engine design and everything, at that point, the thermostats are wide open. The poppet valve is wide open. And now the engine is regulating the temperature through water flow and design of the engine and the engine passages, the cooling passages.
Mm-hmm.
So the poppet valve is something that a lot of people neglect too. Okay. And again, it's something that the technician definitely should know about. And there are telltale signs that that may be a problem. You may have an engine that the thermostats are just pristine and working fine, and the engine is running just as cool as can be because the poppet valve is stuck open and the water is just running through the engine and not staying in the engine long enough in a block to long enough to come up to temperature. So that's what the poppet valve is trying to do, is trying to keep that water in the block so it will come up to temperature. And then the thermostats start opening up, allowing the water to flow through and cool the engine to the thermostat temperature. And then once you're wide open or mid-range, the poppet valve starts to open up, allowing that full flow of water through that through the engine. So your thermostats are open, your poppet valve's open, and you get the full flow of water, okay? Mm-hmm. And the engine stays that. So that's an area, again, that people tend to neglect. A lot of times they're hard to get to, so the technician maybe, you know, don't, you know, it seems like it's okay because sometimes you got to dig in, take cowlings off to get to it. So you know, when things are harder to get to, a lot of times they're neglected, right? So that's probably the scenario on the poppet valve. The other thing that is part of the cooling system, but it's also part of the corrosion system. And the reason I say it's part of the cooling system, it has nothing to do with cooling the motor, but it has all to do with protecting the inside of the block through corrosion, okay? And two strokes, you don't see this very much. They had, we call them anodes or zinc anodes or protective anodes. What they do is they protect the engine from corrosion, okay? So what an anode is, it's a lesser metal that will take the brunt of the corrosion or the electrolysis that's attacking the motor, which are all, if you're in salt water, even in fresh water, you still can have this scenario where you have electrolysis or corrosion attacking the metal. So what are most outboards made of? They're made of aluminum. The power head's aluminum, the center section aluminum, the lower unit is made of aluminum. And now you add all these other metals to it. You add stainless steel bolts. You may have some brass pieces along the way, plastics and that kind of stuff. So now you're adding dissimilar metals to the motor. And what happens, since aluminum and stainless steel and regular steel, you have aluminum that's a lesser metal than those, corrosion will attack that aluminum if you don't have zincs or anodes to protect that.
Mm.
So what we see is if the anodes that are in the engine, you have them externally and internally. In the cooling system are the ones that are internally, usually in the water jackets and exhaust jackets, those areas where water is passing through. Those anodes, if they're not checked and replaced as needed, they will actually start corroding up and building corrosion inside the block. And now you have pressure starting to build up. And I have a 150 head at the school, F-150 head at school on a bench that had this problem where it had an external leak, water leak, where the anode was not serviced, it was not changed, and years of neglect, the corrosion built up around the where the anode should have been, and expanded so hard that it broke it actually cracked the head, and the customer ended up with an external leak.
Mm.
Well, that's not an easy fix. You'd think, well, maybe we can weld it up, throw some JB Weld on it, some caulk, whatever, and we can fix it. Well, you can't because the metal, they just hard to weld it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we tried to get it welded. We tried to make that happen, but the customer ended up having to buy a new head for the motor. And then you're looking at, well, my gosh, that was probably $2,500 mm-hmm. or so, you know, to do that repair. So a neglected anode in a water jacket became a major problem. Okay. So, again, this is a call and show. You can call or text. Maybe you've had this problem. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. We're more than happy to take your comments today for sure. So those are neglected. And sometimes it's surprising to me that a lot of times the technicians don't check that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's another part of a service that should be performed when you take it to the dealership. Now, when you're talking about water pump services, 100-hour inspections, and those kind of things, tune-ups, every dealership has a different technique or different amount of things that they do on these services. So you may want to check with them and find out. And I'm pretty sure we talked about this in the show before, to make sure that you realize what are they doing, right? Find out what they should do and then make sure they're doing that type of service. You could go to one dealership and the service costs you, and I'm just throwing a number out there, $250. You go to another dealership and it costs you $400. Well, the first dealership may not be doing everything they need to do, and the second one is doing everything they need to do plus some, right? To protect your motor and make sure it's all in good shape. So all these components that I'm talking about, the water pump, the thermostat, the poppet valve, the anodes, are all so very important for that cooling system and longevity, not only of the engine as far as corrosion is concerned, as far as the internal parts, as far as the way the motor runs, and all those things, fuel economy, everything is related to the cooling system maintenance. And I call it the temperature regulating maintenance, you know, because I want that motor to run at a certain temperature. We have a boat in there right now that is neglected. I can tell. The reason I can tell, and part of our troubleshooting is looking at things with your eyeballs. That's the first part of your inspection, is do a visual. Excuse me, I'm running out of air here because I'm talking so much. Y'all got to call or text. 850-437-1620 is the number. So the visual inspection is a big part of it. And this particular boat has a lot of barnacles. It's a pontoon boat, an actual pontoon, not a tritoon. And it's got a lot of barnacles on the pontoons, on the engine. It has a water separator that is below the waterline, external, in the back, that has a lot of issues, corrosion issues. So all these things are throwing up red flags, and I'm trying to teach my students about these red flags that we have, right? And we're doing they wanted some electrical done, 100-hour inspection, just service it. And the funny part was the 100-hour inspection, if it needs it, right? If it needs it, that's the customer, and you'll get that a lot from a customer. If it needs a water pump, if it needs a gear loop change, if it needs, well, how do you know? As a technician, the only way to know is if you performed it last time, you have the hours and everything when you performed it, you know, downloaded, or you have documentation of that, then you may know. But just by just randomly coming into a dealership to get something serviced, we don't know, because we don't know who worked on it. We don't know how long ago the oil was changed. There's signs if the oil is black, is it low, is it, you know, those kind of things. Does the skeg look wore down? You know, all these factors that we're looking at kind of gives us telltale signs that it hasn't been serviced. We do a download, look at hours, and on this particular boat, there's really nothing there on our download that indicates that, you know, it's been serviced. So now we have to go from, from number one and try to just go ahead and take it apart and fix it, right, or look at it. And what I told my students was we need to look at the anodes in the water jackets, and we definitely need to look at the thermostats and poppet valve, because with what I see, that's indicating we're going to have problems. So now, next week, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
So this was our lesson on cooling systems. And for the last 2-3 weeks, we talked about that. And that's free to y'all. All you had to do was listen, take notes, right? I wonder who took notes. I ask my students all the time, do you take notes? And they have no notes. I'm like, wow. So I ask them a question, refer to your notes. Didn't take notes. Well, guess what? Listeners, next week, there might be a question.
Well, there is a podcast on the News Radio website they can go listen to.
You always
go
back and study, right? So do that. Here we are at the end of the show. Every time I think we need to do like a 6-hour show, but I keep going up an hour. So an hour would be good. So thank y'all for listening this week. I hope you learned something. Next week, we'll talk about boats that went through hurricanes and, you know, what to buy and what not to buy.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.